Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today's program is so important because I remember the programs, the sad programs that we had to do.
It was so sad
to see the persecution. It's happening all around the world, but it increased to great levels against Christians around the world. As a matter of fact, I remember that Glenn Beck was talking to some Jewish friends of his, and they said, listen, you know, we're praying for the Jewish people because they're being persecuted. And the Jewish man said, listen, we're praying for you because Christians are being more persecuted than anybody right now. And it was amazing what was happening. Who ever thought that a British soldier in uniform could be beheaded in the streets of Great Britain? Or a journalist like James Foley, who was there trying to report, you know, the things that were going on, and they took him before everybody in the world, and we're sad to say we had to be able to let everybody know about that. And you saw his parents firsthand talk about it, and they were wondering, how come our president back then, a former president, didn't help them out free James Foley? Mm. And it did. You see these went up, pushed up into the Mount Sin, I believe it's called Sinja, there.
Yeah.
And it was just, what's going on?
They were fleeing. Remember the nun came and was testifying before Congress? How one second they're watching it on TV, and the next second they're fleeing from their homes.
And ISIS was at their door, and they started marking Christians' homes with the
Nazarene. That's
Nazarene.
Right.
And then she said this, and you saw it on VFN TV. She said, you know, I don't understand the Americans. I don't understand you that you're, you know, you're, she talked about America, good or whatever. She says, but you treat your animals better than you treat the people. You know, and I think about people today, how have had all these animals, but how are we treating people?
That's right.
And like, so God heard our prayers. We've been praying, I'm sure you too, we've been praying for the persecuted church. God, that you would respond, you would stop the persecution. And Jesus, we're specifically told to pray for the persecuted church.
And the atrocities that are happening in North Korea with the gulags and the starvation and the work camps.
Yes.
I mean,
and now we're beginning to see freedom come to the point where, you know, revival, the prophetic word from Kim Clement and others is the bamboo curtain is coming down. And the revival is going to start in such a way in North Korea that nobody's going to believe it. They're going to have to go there to actually see the hermit kingdom, experience the power of God. And this is exciting because the point now, there is somebody doing something about it. President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and the Secretary of State,
Mike Pompeo.
As a matter of fact, they came together. It's called the Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom, right?
Yes. First time this event has ever taken place, and our country's taken the lead. 80 nations represented in this advance and in this forum. And I want you to hear from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as he shares a little bit about what this event is all about. Take a look.
The first ever Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom.
The minister will also be my first to host as the Secretary of State, and that's very intentional. Religious freedom is indeed a universal human right that I will fight for, one that our team of the department will continue to fight for.
Secretary Pompeo announced the summit as the State Department unveiled its annual Religious Freedom Report, a required assessment of religious freedom in about 200 countries and territories. It berates countries like Iran, Russia, and Syria, and countries the administration is in sensitive security and economic negotiations with. On China, the report says, quote, the government continued to exercise control over religion and restrict the activities and personal freedom of religious adherents when the government perceived these as threatening state or Chinese Communist Party. And on North Korea, the report says there are 80 to 100,000 political prisoners, some jailed for religious reasons.
You've got a gulag system operating in North Korea, and it's been a terrible situation for many years.
Former Senator and Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, the Ambassador for International Religious Freedom, unveiled the report today. He also says he requested Myanmar's government give him access to officials and areas where the military persecutes the Muslim minority Rohingya.
I believe it's ethnic cleansing of a religious minority that's taking place. This is going to require a lot of, I think, focus on the international community. Fortunately, the international community is focusing, but I think it's going to require action. And I think you'll see more action coming.
This is so important. Understand that America is the biggest economy, has the largest military, and a compassion to help people on the face of the earth because we are a Judeo-Christian nation, our foundation. We have actually a constitution, and a lot of our audiences around the world, but the constitution, which is the papers that justified how we got established, is that we are a nation that all of our rights, we say, come from God. and that the government protects those rights, not take them away.
That's right.
And so if we maintain that, that's why you've got to pray for America, that, and many of you do, we hear quite often that people are praying for America because they're concerned about Americans, because Americans are so blessed that they're not paying attention
to what's happening to the rest of the world, the plight of what's happening to so many people.
Yeah, and I think about Kim Clement, you know, when he prophesied in 2015 that the church, now we're talking about the nation, but the church in China, the church in South Korea, the church in Iran is doing great. It's the church in America that was sleeping and that needed revival. And you got to see that program. We'll make it related to you on the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. You can see that there. But what he said was he's going to have mercy on America. He's heard the prayers of the people in America. And because of the prayers, he's even heard them on Pennsylvania Avenue, the prayers that he's going to pour out and set ablaze, you know, America. But it's just the mercies and kindness of God. And this is part of that, you know, stopping this persecution. And it's so important. You have to understand this. Whatever is done to one of the members of the body of Christ, I don't care how rich, how poor, where you are on the face of this earth, you're doing it to the Son of God. You're doing it to Jesus Christ himself. Because he said, whatever you did or didn't do for the least of these of mine, you didn't do for me.
For me.
And I want to encourage you, you know, if we go to a break, and you're going to hear Vice President Pence speak, and John will tell us about that in a minute, but understand this. I want to challenge you to join us to begin to pray for the persecuted church, because understand that's your sisters and your brothers. That's your arm and your hand and every part. We're all the same. There's one global church under Jesus Christ and his church. And so I want to, you think it doesn't make a difference? God looks for one person who stands in the gap. I remember one thing, and I'll tell you this before we go to break. We begin to launch. We have a prayer community. We pray on Monday. You know, we've been praying for 7-8 years now on Monday for 24 hours, and we're still trying to figure it out, and we're walking in that. But we launched in this whole time, a time we prayed for the persecuted church, and how we did it was we just prayed and fasted for 3 days, and then we launched, you know, that particular prayer and began to pray. But during this time, there was a lady that was in prison in Africa, one of the African nations.
Miriam Abraham. I think Sudan, I believe.
Yeah, and she was pregnant, and she's a Christian. And they had her in chains because she was a Christian. And if she didn't renounce her faith in Jesus Christ, they were talking about killing her.
Yes.
And that was when we launched it. And as we were praying, this is how effective your prayers are. You know, I'm not saying it was just us, but I'm telling you what we experienced, because her life was over. It looked like it was totally over. But we began to pray and fast, and we saw her at first. They weren't going to do anything. Then they decided they were going to loose her, and we continued to pray, and they decided they weren't going to do it. And then she was almost out. And she was saying, we got this, we'll show this to you as a related article, but as we continued to pray and fast, God showed us, and he hears you. He showed us that as we were praying, he was exercising his authority and sending his angels there and freed her under radical Islam persecution as a woman, as a Christian woman who had delivered her baby in chains. Mm. You know, they were going to kill her because she didn't have faith. She had faith in Jesus Christ.
She would not renounce her faith.
She did not renounce her faith.
Glory to God.
Oh, my goodness. And so we saw it happen before our very eyes. And so I just want to encourage you to join with us, you know, and begin to pray for the persecuted church. God, we showed us that happening. And ever since then, we pray, you know, for the persecuted church. But when we get back from this break, before we say that, comment below. What are your thoughts about this when you hear about the persecuted church? How exciting it is to hear about America awakening up and saying, listen, we're going to use our strength, our influence to be able to help people, because 80% of the people around the world are being persecuted because of their faith. We want to hear your comment. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.